I don't think I need to explain what social enterprise is to this group. So instead, I'm going to talk briefly about what it is to newcomers, and then I'm going to talk about what we have in Manitoba in the way of supports, and that will be the gist of what I'm saying here. So in the context of newcomers, the goal of social enterprise might be to help our new citizens integrate and get the skills they'll need and to fully participate and to contribute to our society. Okay, so that's what we're aiming for. And this much you know. In that, I don't want to say workplace, but in that enterprise, but that we are aiming to create and that we have seen created in some of the enterprises that we have in Manitoba, that means that we have a place where the social goals can include creating a safe and accepting work environments where newcomers will not be exploited, and that is a real threat, like pretty serious exploitation in some situations, where they can learn their rights as Canadian workers, where they can receive on-the-job training while earning a living wage, where they can be comfortable and respected both culturally and socially. Now, Utara, I think, may have sort of said, hey, well, hold on a second. Well, what if people aren't integrating? What if they're just, you know, talking amongst themselves and, you know, you're not getting out there and getting into things? And I'm saying that based on my discussions with newcomers, you need to be in a place where people get your jokes, right? You have to be able to have a little bit of a comfortable environment in order to function and begin to function. And I think that is something we have to consider and not take lightly. We need to be, that support has to be very, very real. And so a comfortable environment where people are both culturally and socially respected. And a workplace where people can gain that all-important Canadian experience in order to move on to greater things. And so another critique that has been made is, well, was it poverty ghettos, you said, where people are sort of stuck in low-wage jobs, and we should be cautious of avoiding that? And I think that certainly that is a danger. However, that if we can get people to begin to get Canadian experience and to have some supports and to gain the skills, then even if people are starting in what appears to be very low wage positions, very low wage enterprises, then they are going to be able to move beyond that. And I think social enterprises can do that. There's two examples from Manitoba that I'm going to talk about. Just briefly to give you an idea of what things that we've got going on there. The first is Nyam Nyam Sudanese Catering. It was formed by the Lost Girls of Sudan, incorporated in 2007, started with 3 founding members. Now the worker co-op has 11 members, so it's growing. However, they're taking it pretty slow. And this is where you get that social bit of the social enterprise, where we can give them the space to take it slow without being crushed by the market first. And that means that they're getting things like they're working on their English and working on it in the workplace, getting their grade 12 equivalency, because you have, in many cases, people who do not have formal education, getting driver's licenses. At the moment, they have 2 of the Lost Boys of Sudan who have separate contracts, and they do the driving because none of the girls have their driver's licenses yet. Food handling certification. And then finding childcare, which of course is a problem for just about everybody. The other example is SoFair. So talking about bags again, this is the sewing co-op of the Canadian Muslim Women's Institute. And it was started by the board of directors who saw that many of the people in their community were needing really a social space where they could get out, as well as a chance to have some economic interaction, to start making a little bit of money. They presently have 10 individuals in intensive sewing training, and they're intent on taking commercial sewing contracts this year and opening a retail space to sell their products. Now, the just going back to the idea of that balance between the social and the economic in a social enterprise, there's been some very good research that is coming out in dribs and drabs, bits and bytes, this year. Brendan Reimer, Gary Lowen, and Alex Chernoff from SEDNET have come together looking at social enterprise in Manitoba with the aim of putting together an action plan. And one of the most interesting things that is coming out of that research actually is a great continuum of between the economic and the social and where enterprises fall on that. So for any of you wanting to see people who have done some really good analysis of that, this would be a paper that's worth reading. I want to talk about some of the support infrastructure in Manitoba and three supports for newcomer social enterprise. That's the role of ICANN Manitoba, SEDTAS, and SEED, and I'm going to explain those acronyms. The one thing I should say about working in Manitoba is that we have a fairly favorable environment for community economic development and for social enterprise. We have a provincial government which understands these concepts and has put a CED policy lens on all of their operations. It's not perfect, but having talked to a lot of people at this conference, I know that we have it pretty good. And we certainly have a lot of civil servants who understand these concepts. So we do work in positive times when it comes to community economic development and social enterprise and the social economy in Manitoba. So the first support that I want to talk about is the one that I'm most involved with, and that is ICANN Manitoba. ICANN stands for the Immigrant and Refugee Community Action Network. And we are a very active chapter of SEDNET's National Community Immigrant and Refugee Community Action Network, of which David is going to talk about in a moment. And of course, the reason that we have been as active as we have been is because, again, of the support of the provincial government in Manitoba. It allows us to do our work. Our group, the ICANN Manitoba group, is an advisor council of representatives from ethnocultural communities involved in community economic development and social enterprise, who then inform those of us who are working to create the supports and do the advocacy that's necessary to get these social enterprises up and running. The work of ICANN Manitoba I put into two sort of general areas, and the one, just to find my space here, the first one is promotion, and that means bringing the stories and experiences of ICANN Manitoba to a broader audience, which is what I'm doing here today, and also ensuring that the newcomers who are active in the social enterprises also have a chance to participate, and going out to them and making sure that they have the resources so they can come to things like this and talk. And of course, I'm looking at Patrick here, who has been my friend on this trip and one of the people who's most active in Manitoba. Also in terms of promotion, it means that we are also going out and talking about the social enterprise model to other newcomer communities, profiling the stories in SEDNET publications, as well as going much beyond that and profiling the work of our newcomer social enterprises in the mainstream media. And already this year, we've had two really, really good stories, which I'm hoping to get up on YouTube pretty shortly, about social enterprise in Manitoba. One of them, of course, being EnviroSafe Worker Cleaning Co-op. The other thing that we do is, of course, promote them as businesses. And that means going out there and leaning on the government and business who say that they support social enterprise and making sure that the contracts that are available are coming up for a bidding process, or people in social enterprise are really getting considered for that, and perhaps even getting extra points. And that brings me to my next point, which is the advocacy bit. If we look at procurement policies, whether it be at the provincial level or even in the private sector, we would like to see the social benefits of social enterprise getting the extra recognition that it deserves. I've seen contracts bidding forms where you can indicate that you are a social enterprise or that you are from an Aboriginal group. However, in brackets underneath, it will say, however, we cannot consider this in the bidding process. Well, okay, so thanks very much for asking, but if you're not willing to act on it, it's not really worth me writing it down, is it? So at SEDNET and from in ICANN, it is that little bit of policy advocacy that we hope to continue to make sure that the people who have said they support CED will actually be practicing it. The next support that I want to mention is CEDTAS, which is the CED Technical Assistance Service. And that they are a program that was recently integrated into SEDNET itself. It's been hosted at another organization for several years and has now joined with the Canadian Community Economic Development Network. And what they do is a dating service. They take community organizations, newcomers, actually for the most part at the moment, and connect them to professionals who are willing to do the work pro bono. And what we have seen so far is the need for ethnocultural organizations to do strategic planning, to do needs assessments, and to do sustainability planning. And these are the sort of initial tools that the organizations have needed in order to keep functioning. And so the Technical Assistance Service, which is now a part of SEDNET, has been doing that that brokering between professionals and the community organizations. And finally, a really important portion of the support we have for newcomer social enterprise in Manitoba is SEED Winnipeg. SEED stands for Supporting Employment and Economic Development. And they have gone as far as to create a specific position, a person who's dedicated to developing newcomer social enterprise and worker co-ops. They have a build a business program that works with people to start to develop their ideas, give them the initial training and business skills to begin their enterprises. And then they will be assigned an individual business counselor to give them that support as they move forward. So with these three pieces, and there are others, but these are the ones that I'm involved with and the ones that are directly connected to community economic development, we have several really excellent social enterprises happening in Manitoba. And of course, the example that you're going to hear about today is EnviroSafe. Before I ask Patrick to come up here, I'm going to ask David to quickly stop taking notes and come and talk about the SEDNET's national group of ICANN.